I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, my money-saving comrades. My name's Graham Clark, and I'm excited to be with you again this week on the Money Stepper Savings Challenge podcast. This is a podcast made by the Money Steppers Savings Community for the Money Stepper Savings Community. It's designed to help us all achieve the goals that we've set for the 2015 Savings Challenge and make that journey to financial freedom much more friendly and enjoyable. Are you ready? Let's get going. Attempting to succeed without embracing the tools immediately available for your success is no less absurd than trying to row a boat by drawing only with your hands through the water, or trying to unscrew a screw using nothing more than your fingernail. It's this week's quote of the week by Richie Norton, and in this quote, Mr. Norton uses two very literal examples of leverage as applied to mechanics. So creating a lever in order to improve or to increase the amount of force that you can apply to a certain object. Now, leverage in finance, which is going to be today's subject, is more of a conceptual idea. But in my opinion, it applies equally to the quote. It is a tool which is available to most of us, and it can help us improve our results, just as using a screwdriver to undo a screw or using a paddle to row your boat helps you improve your results in those arenas. Today we're going to run through what leverage is. We're going to speak about how leverage can apply to three of the most common forms of investments: cash, equities, and property investment. So let's get cracking. So let's start. Let's discuss about what leverage is. And to do that, let's talk about a very simple example in finance. It doesn't matter what my investment is, but say I'm going to invest £1,000 and I can earn a 10% return. Okay, very easy maths. My return after that 1 year would be £100. That would be my income. That would be my profit for my investment. 100 divided by 1,000 is 10% return. Now, what about if in that same scenario where I can earn this 10%, we'll say guaranteed, each year, I can also borrow £5,000 from a financial institution, say from a bank, at 3% for that year? Okay, so now I have my own £1,000, plus I have £5,000 of the bank's money to invest. So my income for the year is the total £6,000 times by the 10%. It's now £600. However, I have a loan from the bank, and so I need to pay interest on that to them, which we said was at 3%. So I have my interest to pay at £5,000 times 3%, which is £150. So I have a total of income of £600, interest to pay of £150, and a net return of £450. So before, I earned £100 by investing £1,000, and now I'm earning £450. But if you look at how much I've invested, it's still only £1,000. Effectively, it's the bank who's investing the rest on my behalf, and I get to profit from this. So our return is £450 divided by the £1,000 we've invested, which is 45%, compared to only 10% without leverage. So that's the whole idea about leverage, is that you can take advantage of a good asset, something you can buy which will increase in value every year, and it will increase more in value every year than the interest you might have to pay by borrowing money from somebody else. It's a vital concept to understand generally in finance, because we need to understand how our return on investments improve as a result of this. But specifically, it's absolutely integral to understand when it comes to property investment, which we'll come on to. Let's start with the most simple possibility of leveraging, and this is investment in cash. Well, actually, leveraging in cash is pretty much exactly what we've just went through in that previous example. Unfortunately, there's two key problems in the example that I used. Firstly, I said that we were going to borrow at 3% interest. Now, the difficulty with that is to obtain unsecured borrowing at 3%. Maybe just about possible in today's interest rate environment, but generally would be very difficult to do. And our return in the example above was 10% a year. Now, anyone who knows trying to struggle to get savings on their cash in their current accounts and their savings accounts will know that obtaining returns of 10% a year isn't hugely realistic at the minute. So, what about in reality? Well, historical returns on cash over the past 40 years have been around 5.9%. Now, I'm going to quote some figures like this. If you want to see them, they'll be in the show notes, and they come from a previous piece of research I've done over the past 40 or 50 years in returns in cash and shares and in property. That's in an article which is entitled, What Should I Invest In? Property versus Shares versus Cash. It's been about 5.9% over the last 40 years. Seems incredibly high when you think about what they are today. We may think, therefore, we might be able to make a profit through leveraging on cash, but the problem is that when the interest rates were much higher, interest rates on unsecured personal loans over that period were also much, much higher. And it would have been nearly impossible to get a loan 20 years ago with an interest rate below this 5.9% figure. So generally, if your return on investment is lower than the interest you will pay on your debt, then leveraging will only lead to bigger losses. However, are there any opportunities in leveraging cash today? Well, possibly, yes. One example we could look at is money transfer credit cards. So I'm sure you've all heard of 0% balance transfer credit cards, but some companies also offer the service where they'll put money from your credit card into your current account, into your bank account, and they'll then charge 0% on that money for the period. MBNA, for the moment, offer a 24-month card, 0%, but they charge an upfront fee of 1.94% of the amount that you transfer into your bank account. At the same time, looking at how much we can earn on our investments on fixed rates on cash, Santander 123 account currently offers 3% interest on balances between £3,000 and £20,000. So, some people may be able to borrow, we'll say, for an example, £5,000 on the MBNA credit card. And they could place that £5,000 into the Santander account, where they have to make sure the conditions are met to get the 3% interest, for the 2 years. They would then have to pay down a minimum of 1% on the outstanding balance on the credit card every month, because they're the terms and conditions with the credit card. And then we can make the calculation based on the monthly interest on the amount that's left in the Santander account after paying this minimum monthly payment. The calculations, again, are in the show notes, but effectively you can see that the interest that will be earned on your balance over that period, over the 2 years, we're using 2 years because that's the 0% interest rate period, will be £262 in interest in this scenario on £5,000 borrowed. Remember, there was the upfront payment. There was a cost to doing this. That was 1.94% of the £5,000, which is £97. So we can earn £262 in interest. It costs us £97 to obtain the, we'll say, finance to do so. And therefore, your profit you can make from this is £165, with none of your money invested. Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? But there's also some risks that come in. You have to consider all the risks when you're talking about a reward that comes from 0% invested yourself. The first risk can be easily mitigated, but it's that you could forget that the end of the interest-free period is about to come up. If you did that, after all these introductory rates, your interest goes up to something crazy, 20-odd percent. And so if you forget about that and you don't pay back your credit card while it's in the 0% period, you could quite easily lose a lot of the benefit you've got from running this leverage scenario. Another risk is that the 3% offered by Santander in this scenario isn't fixed. They could change that at any time during the period, and if you had to move down to a lower interest rate, obviously that would reduce your profit from what you can obtain in the scenario. And something else to look out for, borrowing on a credit card could negatively impact your credit score in the short term. So if you need your credit for other things, if you're buying a house, for instance, in the next couple of years, or for some other reason you need a good credit score, then just be wary of that. It's worth saying at this point that actually, by taking out the credit card and repaying it every month and then in full after the 2 years, that will actually help your credit score in the long term. So what's the conclusion for cash? It's quite difficult to leverage when you're investing in cash. The returns aren't great, and it's quite difficult to obtain unsecured personal loans for significant amounts in order to be able to make it worthwhile doing. It is possible for the people who want to do that and want to take a fairly minimal risk in doing so, but your gains will reflect that lack of risk and they will be quite small. So let's move on to leverage in equity, in stock investments. Well, the principle is actually the same as cash. You'll borrow money from a party, either from a bank or from a credit card loan, and you can invest that into the markets. Two differences. One, your returns are going to be much higher in the market. Positive thing. Two, they're going to be hugely variable in the short term. Negative thing, and something we have to be very, very considerate of when we're thinking about leveraging our money in equity investments. Again, let's run this example, the same example. We'll say we're now going to get historic market returns of 10% a year, and we're going to do it by investing in a very low-cost market tracking ETF. That's what we suggest you do through Money Stepper. We'll say a Vanguard ETF tracking the S&P 500, fees of 0.19%, something like that. We're looking at getting 10% per annum returns. All our borrowing is the same. We're going to borrow £5,000 on this credit card. We'll pay the 1.97% fee. We'll have to repay the minimum of 1% each month. If we run these figures, then we obtain an income in the 2 year period of £846. The cost remains at £97. So this time, on our 0% invested of our own money, we will have gains of £750 over the 2 years. Now, this comes with a lot more risk, but maybe quite controversially, in my opinion, this risk in the long term is worthwhile. And this is actually something I do myself. So let's have a think and discussion about those risks. The first risk and the biggest risk is the volatility of your returns. So we said historically it's around 10% return each year. But what would have happened if you'd done this in the FTSE 100 in 2007? Well, over the following 2 years, the market fell by about 40%. So of your £5,000 that you've got invested, at the end of the period, you'd only have £3,000 left in your investments. But you'll still need to pay down the £5,000 from your credit card before the interest-free period ends. Okay? The solution is that you need to make sure you've got enough money elsewhere to be able to pay that down. And in this time, in this scenario, you make a loss. That's what happens. That's what volatility is. But if we do this every 2 years for the rest of our lives, then on average, we'll be earning that 10% a year and we'll be making on average the £750. Remember, for every 2 years that something terrible happens in the market, there's 2 years where the market significantly outperforms and your return will be much higher than that.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You just have to be in a position where you can deal with these kind of situations. Another solution, which has been available for a few years and hopefully will continue to be for a while, is that when your 0% credit card period comes to an end, you can actually transfer that onto a different 0% credit card. Now, the problem might be that these deals might dry up, so you don't want to rely on that, but often that will be the solution when you come to the end of your period. Just remember as well, on the £750, you need to factor in the fees for buying and selling your ETF and the management fee. In the example where you've got £5,000 invested, if you do that through a value online broker, your costs will probably only come to around £30, reducing your profits from the £750 to £720. And also, be wary of taxes if you're investing outside of a tax wrapper. That's outside of an ISA in the UK or outside of an IRA in the US. So there's lots of risks to consider when you are thinking about using leverage for equity investments. But I'll be honest with you, for me, it is personally worth that risk, I think. It doesn't impact my credit to a position where it would change any of my future borrowing. I would have no issue with my credit in the future as a result. I think I can do this over the long term. I have funds available. If there is a disaster in the markets, I'll still be able to meet my debt requirements. So for me, I think the risk, whilst it's higher, is mitigated from my personal situation. And so this is something that I do take advantage of. However, that £750 profit or £720 profit completely pales into insignificance when we consider the last investment type, and that is property or real estate. And leveraging in property is the king. This is where all the returns really come from in property investment. So again, the idea is that when you buy, we'll talk about buy-to-let property. So when you buy some property with the intention of letting out over a long period and let that capital appreciation grow over 10, 15, 20, 25 years, then the average increase in that property will exceed the debt payment repayments, and so you'll be able to benefit from leveraging. On the example above, we could say that on buy-to-let property, it's around 12% returns each year. And so we plug that into the same example above, and our £720 profit goes up to £950. However, that's not realistic to how leveraging works in property in real life. The key difference is that you can leverage much more on property than you can in either cash or shares. People don't want to lend you money to invest into shares or into cash. Okay, it's generally not profitable for banks to do so. However, because you have a physical asset when you have property investment, you have something that is there, something that exists and will always exist, the bank is much more happy to lend you that money because they have something to fall back on if you can't pay your debts. You can actually borrow much more because this loan is known as a secured loan. It's secured against the property, whereas the unsecured personal loans, you struggle to get the same amount of borrowing. So let's go through another example. I like examples. I'll try to go through it slowly so you can keep up. Equally, head on over to the show notes at moneystepper.com/power of leverage, all one word, and we'll have this whole example laid out there. Let's keep the maths easy. Let's say we've got £100,000 of our own money to invest in property. We could buy one property in cash for £100,000, which we will let to tenants for 25 years. So all of our investment appraisals will be over this 25-year period. We're going to make the following assumptions, and these assumptions will be made whether we leverage or not. So our first basis is that we won't be leveraging, so we're spending all of our £100,000 in cash to buy the property. We're going to assume house prices increase by 7% a year, which will be 4% above inflation. So we're going to consider inflation at 3% a year. We'll rent the property out for 10 months a year for the 25-year period. Okay, so that's giving us a couple of months where we might struggle to rent the property out. It just makes the numbers a bit more realistic because you will have some vacant periods when you're letting out property. Rents will start at £600 a month and they will increase in line with inflation, again at 3% a year. All the costs, so repairs to your property, service charge, ground rent, insurance, etc., they'll be estimated at being 25% of the annual rent and they will increase in line with inflation. And finally, we're going to assume that tax is paid on all rental profits at 20% and capital growth is subject to capital gains tax at 18%. Now, in reality, these should be much less because you have your annual personal allowance to consider. You can place certain costs against your income and reduce your tax in that way. So if you're tax savvy, there's ways to reduce that bill. But we're going to say worst case scenario, we pay the full amount of tax on those. Again, numbers in the show notes. But if we run that example for 25 years, the total of our income from the rents less the costs plus our capital appreciation will give us a total profit over the 25-year period of £267,852. Or put another way, it would equal a compound annual return of 5.3% each year. Okay, so remember that number, 5.3%, £268,000 in profit. Let's consider using leverage on property. So, how do we leverage property? Well, we've got £100,000 to invest, but instead of this time of buying one house for £100,000, we're going to buy five houses for £100,000 each, and each of them will have an 80% loan-to-value mortgage. So, you'll be borrowing £400,000 from the bank, and you'll be investing £100,000 of your own money, just as we did before. Couple new assumptions. We're going to assume that our mortgage is on an interest-only basis and that our annual mortgage interest rate is 5% a year. Now, after 25 years, this time, when you run the numbers with leverage, instead of having £268,000 profit, you'll have £939,000 profit. That's an annual return of 9.8%. Now remember, 9.8% might not seem so high as a figure by itself, but you have to remember that this is after the inflation of 3%, so it's inflation adjusted, and it's with these taxes of around 20% applied to all profits. So going back to the example before on property, when you had 10% returns, in reality, if you applied the same thing, if you looked at after inflation returns and then you took off your tax, you're looking at around 5.5% as an equivalent figure. So remember, it's £939,000 profit with leverage, £267,000 without. So you've increased your profit by 3.5 times what you would have if you didn't leverage your properties. Also, let's take a second there to consider how nice that is. You invest £100,000 and over 25 years you make £939,000 profit. That averages around £37,000-£38,000 a year. That's not bad, is it? That's inflation adjusted as well, so that's in today's money. So just from this £100,000 example, down the road you'll be earning a significant income from just that one investment. This also doesn't even consider other aspects of property investments where you can really start making money, namely buying below market value. You increase your gains in total increase no end if you can buy this property for, say, £80,000 instead of the £100,000, because if you did that for each property, you obtained a 20% discount, then the property values are £500,000, but what you paid for them is £400,000. And so you've basically gained that £100,000 straight away in profit, which you can then kind of get compounded onto as well with the capital growth and with the income from the properties. So I hope that illustrates to you how important leveraging is in property. And for anyone looking to leverage, I would probably take property as your point and stop there. But for those who are very careful with their investments and have thought it out, then leveraging when it comes to stocks and shares may be a possibility as well. Leveraging when it comes to cash, probably not. It's probably not worthwhile. So if you want to know more about how leverage and indeed how buying below market value can fit into your overall investment strategy, then head over to rmpproperty.com/moneystepper to get your free property investment guide and to set up a free meeting with RMP Property to discuss how you can build leverage and below market value into your strategy. RMP Property is a company run by Rob Bentz from the Property Podcast. Money Stepper have been working with RMP and with the Property Podcast for a couple of years now, and I personally have been working with RMP in order to help me source below market value property in the past few weeks and months, and I would highly recommend anyone looking to start investment in property, head on over to that link, rmpproperty.com/moneystepper, where you can get a guide on 10 things that you should make sure you've done before you start investing in property. And through that link, you can set up a meeting absolutely free with the guys over at RMP. Okay, as ever, a quick good news article of the week to make you feel good before we leave you. And today we have a story from the Israel-Palestine border. It's not often a area for good news articles, but with the growing number of conflicts like this in the world, it's good to see humans working together as humans, and people working together side by side. This week I read an article on how a project run by the Near East Foundation, who are an organisation which work on economic development in Africa and the Middle East, they're working with 34 farming communities in Israel and Palestine, and their idea is that their organisation will help build economic and social partnerships, and in doing so it will promote peace and reconciliation in the area. Now, I'm not sure the work they're doing with olive oil farmers in the area is necessarily going to solve the underlying issues in the region, but it's nice to see that people are trying to have a positive impact in the area whenever they can. So I'll add that to the show notes. It's an interesting read. I find what that foundation are doing there pretty interesting. Next week brings month end, very excitingly. So I hope you're all looking forward to filling out your spreadsheets again and getting those results submitted to Money Stepper. I'm actually on my stag do next week, so I won't be able to reply to your submissions until the 6th, Monday the 6th of April. But I'll be back on that Monday, maybe feeling a little bit tired, but otherwise raring to go to find out how you're all doing. And we'll have our usual email communication following the submission of your results. Until then, keep on climbing.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.